lads. Welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Before I do my whole spiel about liking, subscribing and sharing, I'm not going for a new look here on the podcast. I'm not going for, he's trying to be Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon looks great with the glasses on there. I just got back from 20 minutes ago. That's why the podcast is going to late. It's now, what time is it? It's now 1:40 as I'm recording it. I got home at about almost 12 o'clock, I think, from South Carolina after I left yesterday to drive. I had to drive because of a mix-up of misspelled names at the airport. So had to fucking drive from South Carolina at 7 a.m. I left at 7 p.m. last night, and I drive straight through the night, got in, realized it's Monday, don't have a pod out, so my eyes look like shite. So that's the only reason. I could have just lied and said, you know, I was hungover, I was out last night doing mountains of cocaine, but it's not the case. I was just huffing it all the way up 95 from South Carolina all the way through North Carolina, Virginia, into D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Jersey, New York, and shitty Long Island. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing, and coming on back. I appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, but upcoming shows, come see me live. Come see me live on Maguire's. That's my big one. I got other gigs in the city. I'm in and out of the city. Westside Comedy Club. And, of course, home, the comic strip. I'm there all the time. Just check their websites. I'm always there if you want to check me out in Manhattan. But Long Island, May 26th at Maguire's Comedy Club. I'm bringing the All-Irish Comedy Tour. Sean Finnerty is coming with me. Adam Burke, also off the boat Irish. And then we're doing Maguire's on the Friday night. Then we're both heading, the three of us are heading up to the East Durham Irish Festival. New York, upstate New York, and the three of us are hosting. I'm hosting the Mick Thomas Comedy Hour, and it's going to be all three of us up there. So, and also I'm there with the Wolf Tones. I fucking grew up listening to the Wolf Tones, lads. And now I know Derek from, I worked with him before, it was an honor, right? I grew up listening to the Wolf Tones, and now I am performing with him. It's going to be a great weekend, lads. You got to come down to East Durham Irish Festival. It's going to go on all weekend, but we're not there till the Saturday night. But whatever. Tickets on sale now. And also Arizona, July 22nd, I am at the Nile Theatre. And August 11th, 12th, I am in the, I will be in the Minnesota Irish Festival. And in September, I think September 1st, that weekend, I'm in Kansas City. Come see me, lads. Check me out. Anyway, enough tomfoolery. I just got back from South Carolina, and I was down there, and I want to thank everybody who came out to see me on both shows at the Trolley Theatre in Somerville. I was advertising it as Charleston, but I think it's on the border, so people know what I mean. South Carolina, it's a world of its own, isn't it, really? Like, it's, you know, like I never saw so many car accidents in the time I was down. I went down pretty early in the week. I went down, I think, Tuesday night I went down there. Got family down there. And I went down Tuesday night, and so to hang out with family. But in the time driving around, doing stuff, going to the beach, I got really burnt, by the way. You can't see it on my face, but my whole chest, spent some time at the pool, burnt pretty bad. But I never seen so many car accidents. And I'm in traffic one day because of a car accident on the way to the gig, actually. And I just put in in Google. I go, what state, and you can play this at home, what state has the worst car accidents? And you know what it is? It's South Carolina. No bullshit. South Carolina. And as you're driving along on the highway, you know, like America, you love the billboards, right? Some are electronic, some are just, you roll them up with the paste and whatnot. And it was every fucking billboard was a lawyer. Car wreckage, injured in an accident, car auto body shops, all of this shit, right? Fat lawyers in bolo ties, right, with cowboy hats, all over South Carolina. You know what they didn't have a sign up for, which I thought was kind of strange and it's a missed opportunity? Driving lessons. Right? Driving school. Do you wanna try that? Maybe? Okay. Food for thought, lads. Food for thought. Let's not just give away fucking... And I'm driving home from a show one night. No, I wasn't. I was in the city. Had a bunch of kids with me in the car. Went out for ice cream. I'm good like that. Uncle Mick is great. Fucking on the highway, a guy comes right into the middle of the highway to cut me off. He's crossing over. Like, they have one of these crossover lanes. Slam on my brakes, swerve around, and I miss it. Because, again, I'm quite fucking awesome in a car. And, fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. No, not one advertisement for driving school. Food for thought there, South Carolina. You know, but I will be back. I will be back. I'm working on returning there very soon, actually, within the next, I think, 2 months. The people who own the Trolley Theatre want me back at another venue. But I'll get into that. When I clear that deal up, when we talk about those numbers, I will be more than happy to do it. But I love South Carolina. I do. I really love it. It brings me into my topics I want to talk about today. A lot of military came to my show. Right, a lot of military came to my show. And here's what I noticed too about people's sensitivity, and again, I'm going to get into this in a moment, is that it's such a big military town, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm very, very pro-military. You know, I really am. I've always been. I just, because I got kids who are Americans, right, and they might decide to go, hey, I want to fight, I want to support. And I do. And, you know, when I moved here first, and when I looked into becoming, I actually looked into signing up, and I was too old. I mean, listen, look at the Expendables, right? If Stallone, Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, all those boys can show up, I'm in just as good a shape as them, right? I got the fighting background. Awesome at Call of Duty. Let the 4 years slide, lads. Let me in. Because I'll be honest with you, I stopped on the way home at a Bucky's. On the way home from South Carolina. And it was 4 buses of army guys being, I don't know where they're being shipped to. They had the red berets and that kind of stuff. And a lot of them, you know, could stand to lose a few LBs. You know, I'm just saying. They're heroes. They're fucking heroes. But like, it's funny because like, I got loads of friends who are in the service and that kind of stuff. So, but the thing about what I know about like South Carolina, and it's all over the country, by the way. And I love military, pro military. I wish I had enlisted. I became a citizen way too late, because you can't sign up unless you're a citizen. But like, I made a joke on stage, and the joke was, and they loved it. The only people who didn't like it, right? Because there was a whole group of military people there. The only people who didn't like it, it was on the second show. The only people who didn't like it were the non-military people. The military people loved that, and the military family people loved that. And all it was, the joke was, I go, you're a military, sir, right? I go, yeah, I can tell, right? I can tell. Again, this was the joke. And I said, like, I love when you see the military people, like, in some, like, they really want you to know that they've served in the military. You know what I mean? They've always got the army hat on, the marine shirt, prosthetic legs. Right, we get it. You served. Military guys were loving it. The guy came up and goes, man, you don't know how we joke when we're alone. And that's what we talked about. I stayed behind with two service members. One was in the Air Force, and he was a gay guy from China. He was a gay guy from China, and the other guy was a Marine. And the three of us sat in the green room. I brought him into the green room, and we chatted about just right there. And we chatted about like the struggles they have. And what I noticed that like some of these Marine guys, like we have a lot, like not, we have nothing in common in when it comes to bravery and being a man. When it comes to comics, by the way, and people in the service, but we get off on dark humor, and we try, because that's how we deal with our shit, right? With dark humor. And again, the people who booed me were non-military people. But the military guys were loving the joke, whatever. Right, I got a friend, and I talked with him before my podcast. I actually met him when I was down in Austin, Texas. And he was he was stationed in South Korea. And in South Korea, you can't get porn. It's not a dictatorship by any means. It's not as bad as North Korea. But there's a certain casino I work in. I can't tell you which one it is, because I don't want to give a bad name. You can't get porn on your phone. They block the sites. Why? Because they want you to get under remote control and pay for it. So he couldn't get porn. Right? And that was his trouble. That was his big thing. Now, listen, All joking aside, you sign up to be in the service, you're braver than me, you're immediately a hero in my books. Immediately a hero in my books. But he, my buddy Rob got lucky. He got stationed in South Korea where he had no porn, and the only thing he had to do, like he's sitting there in this circle with all these other guys with missing limbs, and he's just like struggling through his PTSD. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't get any porn. You know how hard it is to jerk off with just your imagination? I mean, I couldn't jerk off. Does anybody know how hard it is to not be able to jerk off? Some guy with two hooks for hands. Yeah, I wonder what that must be like, you fucking asshole. but it was great, man. These guys were great. We had a blast, and I had a good time. But the thing I want to talk about really was like, holy shit, I'm 10 minutes in. I haven't even got to what I want to talk about. So my mother-in-law lives down in South Carolina, right? And they retired down there, semi-retired, to this beautiful, beautiful home on a golf course down in Hollywood, South Carolina. And just outside Charleston. Beautiful, beautiful home, beautiful neck of the woods, beautiful neighborhood, beautiful golf course. Too many alligators, alligators in the front lawn, legit alligators in the front lawn. I took a video of it the other day. I didn't post it, maybe I should. I gotta go the long way. Why is a fucking alligator there? So she works at the golf club because, again, she lives on the property. You know, one day she could be in the kitchen, the other day she could just work at the bar. So this day they asked her, would she go out and be the, you know, the beer girl that they had? They never give guys that job, but whatever. You know, they just sit in the car and you drive them. Hey, what do you want? This day, give me a whatever, a fucking Coors. Give me a, I'll get a water and whatever. So that was her. That's her job that day. So she goes, "Hey, I wanna get. Can you help me get barbecue?" And I go, "Yeah, what do you want to do? Love to barbie me." And she goes, "I can you come over at 4 o'clock? Meet me. Help me unload the van." Meaning like that, because you know I would run the cases back into the kitchen for her, so she could get home, and start working on my dinner. Right, it's give and take. You don't want to just turn up and just eat the food, right? Especially if she's gonna cook it for you. Let her help her out a bit. So I made a joke and I looked down and I said, and of course there's a bunch of like Southern golfers walking by, and every case I brought in was Bud Light. And I said, "You're not selling any Bud Lights today?" And she looked at me and she goes, "Not one." And then these four guys walked by and they go, "Yeah, wonder why." So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney. And what Dylan Mulvaney is if you have lived, and I wanted to wait a while. Now, I'm probably slow to the burner on this one, right? Everyone's got their take on it now. All the late nights, I'm sure, have done their jokes about it, or all the protests have been, and all the anger has been, all the shit has been hurled at the fan. So they say. And Dylan Mulvaney is a lad who, is gay. He's a gay lad, and he's now a trans person. Still has his dick. I just googled it before I logged on here. I want to do my research. We here at the Mick Thomas Cheaper Than Therapy show, we want to make sure that we bring you the facts. Still has his knob. All right, just in case you're wondering. So he still has his knob, but he's still a woman. Has his knob, and he's a woman. So this might come back to haunt me again. But again, what the fuck are you going to do, right? I'm a dickhead for a living. So he still has his knob, and so he celebrated 365 days of womanhood, right? I didn't know that's got to be a slap in the face to you girls, but whatever. So Bud Light made him a spokesperson, send him a can with his face on it and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to say him. I'm sorry. I just can't. Like, I'm not forcing myself, because he's a dude in a dress. That's what he is. Like, I might lean towards, and I'll help you out a bit with your cause, if you take the dick off, like commit to it, man. Then I'll say, you know what, you're really into this, aren't you? Like, you're really into this, you know? I don't know, like, what you compared. Like, remember, like, you're a kid and you wanted to play sports, and you go to your dad. Hey, dad, can I get, he never gave me anything, but if I say, hey, dad, can I get, like, football boots, cleats, to call them over here, and my dad would go, because we grew up piss poor. He's like, I'm not getting them for you. He goes, I know you. He goes, what do you mean? I know you. You'll be bored of this after 2 weeks. And then those fucking boots will sit there, gathering dust. No, I'm not getting your boots. Play for a while. And if you like it, 6 months, then I'll go buy your boots. Until then, you can use your runners, sneakers. So he didn't, until he's done with this, until he commits to it, like takes the knob off, then I might go, all right, he's into this. He's into this, right? He's into it. He might lean into, then I might turn and say you're a woman, but until then I'm just going to call you dude in a dress, which I've no problem with. Again, I want to start off before I go into this part of the conversation. McThomas doesn't discriminate. I don't care what you are. I don't care what you want to wear. I don't care. Just get out of my fucking face. Just, and I've said this before, just don't force me to be part of it. Don't force me to play your game. Don't get me in trouble. You can't get me in trouble. Don't cancel me. You can't cancel me. You can't. I'm nobody. I'm a nobody, right? You can't do anything. Like, but just don't threaten people. Like, don't threaten to lose people to lose their job. And I've talked about this ad nauseum. So this guy, anyway. Now, if you want to see who he is, by the way, before, don't even look up the Bud Light commercial, right? Don't even look up the Bud Light commercial. Just, here's what I want you to Google. Pause this and go watch this and then come back to me. It's about 4 minutes long. You'll thank me. The rest of the podcast will be in context. Google Dylan Mulvaney on The Price is Right. So he was on The Price is Right once. And what a punchable guy. Now, that's a hate crime, Mick. Why? Because he was gay then, and now he's a woman, and you want to punch him. So that's a hate crime. No, it's not. No, it's not. I promise you. Google it, and then you will see exactly what I'm talking. He's the most annoying fucking attention-seeking. You, I guarantee you can say you, not one person on here would hang out with him. Like, if you all work together, you know, on Friday was the night everyone got paid and everyone went out for drinks. Oh, it's Friday, we're going out for drinks. Yeah, who's coming? Everyone, Sharon's coming, John is coming, Chris is coming, Denise is coming, Annette is coming, right? We're all going to have a great time and going out with Colin's coming down. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. Who else is coming? Dylan is coming down. Oh, fuck me. Really? I can't see enough of this asshole during work all week. Now I got to fucking put up with him on my Friday nights off too. That's how annoying this guy is. Google him on The Price is Right. So all he is an attention seeker. He goes online, becomes an attention seeker. Now, we're comedians. We are also attention seeking, right? That's what we try to do. But we give you entertainment as a currency. The currency we give you is laughter, right? I think this has been said before. I'm not sure by who. Maybe Andrew Schultz said this, I think, on Joe Rogan. I could be wrong. I'm sorry if I'm misquoting you, Schultz. But we, as comedians, we do look for attention, right? Because that's just who we are. We didn't get into this business for the love of the art form. We fell in love with the art form once we started doing it. We, for our attention, we give you a joke. We give you humor. That's the currency. That's what we've paid for that attention with, right? This guy is out looking for attention for doing nothing, contributing nothing whatsoever. So he goes out and he now all of a sudden he, from his Price is Right thing, has died down. Now he's been famous after The Price is Right, by the way. I'm not saying he's the only thing he's done as The Price is Right, but instead of looking up who he is, just look up Dylan Mulvaney in The Price is Right. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So then he ran out of attention. This is what I believe a lot of these people do. This is where I believe a lot of people who have transitioned for, because you have to understand, it's in the UK, almost 50% of them are going back, the ones that have had the surgery, and they can't come back. There's no turning back now. So I think here's what was popular at the time. I think you might be confused. I think you might be gay, lesbian, whatever you are. That's cool, and I think that's what you are, and I just think you're confused, but I think, you know what, there's not enough attention from being gay, because you were born in school, right? We were all born in school. I got beat up all the time just for being boring, and I just figured that you're like, you know what, here's what will happen if I say this, all the eyes will turn on me if I say I'm a transgender, because it was the style at the time, as the kids would say, it was the style at the time. So he ran out of attention, and I think he said, you know what, now, instead of being an annoying gay guy, I'm just going to put on a dress and I'm a woman now, because this is what women are. This is what women are, right? And as a result, right, Kid Rock started off taking out all this bud, and he started fucking shooting it and putting hand grenades and whatever. I've seen people with steam rolling over it. Now, I saw today, I don't know if it's a rumor, if it's true, but I believe NASCAR, and I could be wrong on this one, NASCAR have dropped Bud Light as a sponsor. Bud Light, since it came out, this happened about 2 weeks ago, Bud Light, and again, I just did research, are down $5 billion. Now, $5 billion. Here's what I love about this, and here's what I hate about this. First of all, I'll do the hate part. Here's what I hate about this is that who gives a fuck, lads? If you like Bud Light, drink it. Don't care who's on it. Like, anyone knows Mick Thomas. I love a Twix, me. Right? I'm a chocolate connoisseur, but you think, how are you a chocolate connoisseur? I love Godiva. I love chocolates from all over Europe. But I'm just partial to a Twix, right? And I know that's bottom of the line. You can't call yourself a connoisseur of chocolate and say Twix is your go-to. But I love a Twix. If you started putting Casey Anthony on the cover of the Twix, I'm not going to not eat the Twix. It's still delicious. Right? It's not Bud Light are not saying, hey guys, you have to love trans people and you have to believe that a man now who says he's a woman is now a woman and a woman who says she's a man is now a man. You have to say that now, and if not, you can't touch our product. They didn't do that. They just put the person on, they put this dude on as a spokes lad, they put him on and they said, you're a Bud Light guy now for a while. And they just said, no, we're not having it. So look, if you liked Bud Light to begin with, just, who gives a shit? I was going to say you could put Hitler on the Twix, but I probably would just lose my appetite. You know what I mean? I just like, too many. He killed too many. Nah, it's going to just ruin my appetite. It just would. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever, like, sit across from somebody and you're trying to eat or whatever and they're, like, chewing gum? Because I hate gum. I fucking hate gum with a passion. And it just puts you off. I'm not hungry anymore. That, I think, is what Hitler would do to me. It doesn't mean the Twix wouldn't taste any better or worse. I just think I'd lose my appetite if I saw Hitler on there. But Casey Anthony, I would open that up. That sounded dirty, wouldn't it? I'd open up those fucking Twix boys. You wouldn't. I like the Twix. I want to eat the Twix. I don't care who you put on the cover. I'm going to eat it. That's it. That's what I want to do. So that's the kind of thing I didn't like about the whole Dylan Mulaney thing. But the thing I do like about it, though, and here's what I love about this Dylan Mulaney thing and how $5 billion of a bath Budweiser after taking on this, is that it goes to show the power of a proper protest. You know, because remember when Duck Dynasty happened, when that show came out? I never watched one episode, but remember the old guy said something about gay people, some derogatory thing about gay people. I remember what he said. I'm not going to repeat it. It was dumb. It was ignorant. He's a product of his time. Bill Burr does a great bit about it. He's a product of his time, product of his environment, of his growing up, is what he said. He said what he said. It's not, I don't agree with it. I think it's definitely an ignorant thing to say. But they immediately fired him. They immediately fired him. And I thought, why fire him? Why fire him? Because, first of all, the people that watch Duck Dynasty are probably the people that believe the same thing he said. So my argument was always been to anyone getting cancelled. When you went after Louis C.K., when you went after anybody for cancelling, just let the people speak. Meaning, let the wallets do the talking, right? So if all of a sudden, like, you didn't want to go see somebody, like a Louis C.K., or you didn't want to go to Duck Dynasty, you didn't want to watch Duck Dynasty anymore, then what happens if you don't want to watch Duck Dynasty? The numbers are not there. So guess what? Domino's Pizza cannot sell anything on Duck Dynasty because everyone was so appalled about what was said. So they go, oh no, we got to let you go, mate. Our sponsors are being dropped. We got to let you go. Yeah, but I only said this about the gays. I know. And you know what? You've been saying it a lot lately. You've been shouting it into the rooms unnecessarily, right? You're kind of filling up the suggestion box with the wrong type of messages that we need. They're allowed work here. I know you're against it, and that's what your the comment box says, but enough of that. But Domino's Pizza don't want to advertise anymore, and that's the whole purpose. We can't pay for the show if we don't have sponsors, so we have to let you go. Right? That was my honest opinion of that Duck Dynasty thing. And then it all came down, right? Then who'd you call it? Paula Deen happened, and all these people were apologizing for doing stuff like blackface and all these things. And I truly believe that you shouldn't be fired or cancelled for those things. I just think let the people speak, because sometimes people speak for others. right? Other like, I know, like, I had this conversation. I sat in a room. I was on a show one night at the comic strip, and I was the only white guy, and it was five other black guys on the show, and a woman. that was a joke. There was no women. I sat there with my friend, and we talked about it. We had this open discussion, and I was like, did that really, like, bother you? And they were like, nah. Who gives a fuck? It's just a silly old woman. And I said, should she have lost her job? No. She shouldn't have lost. Because the problem is, so many people speak on behalf of others. Like I just said earlier about the military. Like, I made that joke about the military, to the military, for the military, but the people who were not part of the military were like, nah, boo. Boo, we love the American flag. Do you love the American flag? Do you love it that much? Here's the thing too. I see all these people that go, I love the American flag so much. You got to respect it. I take it down. I don't let it touch the ground. I fold it up just right. That's Johnny Cash from one of my favorite Johnny Cash poems. Ragged old flag. Right? You fold the flag up each night and you make sure it doesn't touch the ground. And you have all respect for it. But then you'll go the next day. You'll go to Walmart, buy an American flag towel, go to the beach and wipe your fucking arse with it. You will stick it right up between. You know that thing you do where you stick the towel up your hole in your tent? And you'll give it a good, like, you're sawing yourself in half. Right up your arse with the American flag is what you're doing. And you'd be, yes, if someone makes a joke, right? Come on, fucking think, lads. Think straight. So, but so many people will speak on behalf of others. And they just won't let them go. They won't let them just fucking, like, stop speaking for other people. Let what happened to Bud Light happen. People who are annoyed. Now, for whatever reason, they might be stupid for getting annoyed by that. They might be justified. Who the fuck? It might be ignorance. It might not be. It might just be anger. It might be, well, this is a taste of what's to come. For whatever reason, I've heard different views of it, right? And I've heard very intelligent arguments about this. But that's where, like, for example, this show is shit, right? If this show is shit, the numbers disappear. Like, a lot of people don't watch this show, but I put it on to fill up my YouTube page. It's the only reason I do video. But a lot of people listen to this show. They listen. But if they don't like it, then I know the numbers are going down, right? And that's their protest of, hey, man, I just don't like the product. I don't like the product. If my ticket sales, if I go to town, if I turn up one town, right, like South Carolina, right, and all of a sudden the ticket sales are down, next time I go back, that means they didn't like me the first time. They didn't want to come back. That's all, right? That's on me then, right? I now have to step my game up. Same with fucking people should have the right. And it was a peaceful protest. It really was. I just think that this dude, Dylan Mulvaney, I think how they protested it was great. They just let the money do the talking. Now, I don't know what Budweiser is going to do. It's going to double down. If someone, you know, someone's got an answer to that. I don't think someone should get fired. I really don't. I don't think the person who made this decision to do this and make Dylan the spokesperson, I think that person should be fired. It just went with something. They went with the thing they do. You got to tick the box, right? Because there's a thing that is on the stock market, right? I don't know. I think I've said this before in other episodes. There's a social credit score that you get on the stock market, a social score that if you are pro LGBTQT and other things, BLM, your score goes up, which means your stock will be easier to trade and sell, right? So like Chase Bank, for example, I bank with Chase, and every Gay Pride month, February, February? When's Gay Pride? I don't know. I'll get an envelope, I'll get my statement, and on the statement it'll have a rainbow on it. They don't give a fuck about gay people. They're like, did you like what we did? Is our score going up? Yeah, good for you, Chase. All right, let's go continue bombing other countries. Let's go continue to fund countries that fucking stone homosexual people to death. Let's continue to fund this. They don't care. Stop speaking on your behalf. But I loved that protest. I do. I love the protest. That's the good that came out of this. That the fucking, you didn't like it and it showed. And that's what we need to do. We need to protest not just that. I'm not saying let's fucking go after this. My message isn't to go after trans people or people you don't fucking like. But if you want change, has this not shown us? Has this not shown us that change is possible through a group of people from a community, from a country, that we all just came together? Some didn't like it, that's fine. But that the whole country was able to come together and bring down $5 billion worth of Budweiser products, right? Now, what if we took that same energy and we stopped watching NBC, we stopped watching Fox News, fuck off CNN. Hey, fucking you up in the White House, whichever geyser's there. You don't like what's happening. We've shown we have the power to change it. This episode, of course, will get banned again. I know it will. Anytime I talk about politics, man, watch the numbers. They fucking disappear. And again, this is not political. I don't care who you have and who you voted for. But look at the power that this whole thing has shown what change can do. What a group of people united around hurting those cunts' wallets. That's the episode. That is the episode. Anyway, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. And as always, listen, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.